Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. 31-year-old Janine Donald is the director of Splore, a nonprofit organization that provides outdoor adventures for people of all abilities. At StoryCorps, she asked her friend and mentor, Martha Hamm, about founding Splore in 1977 when Martha was 26 years old.
I was about your age when I started Splore. I wasn't a visionary. This was something that began kind of like a chain letter. And the minute I sent out 10 chain letters, 10 people showed up. The first trip we ran for persons with disabilities, I was so scared. I was so frightened we were going to hurt somebody, kill somebody. The people who came on the trip were in wheelchairs. A lot of the folks had cerebral palsy. The staff got to Moab and drove the road along the river, and it was like a cartoon. The driver just drove like a bat out of hell. And all these disabled people were in there saying, "Whee!" You know, and I was so scared. I thought the bus was going to go off the road. And I thought, well, my goodness, the river trip is going to look pretty tame next to this. But we were all ready to treat them like porcelain, you know, because you have to keep in mind Public Law 94-142 that just allowed people with disabilities to go to public school had passed not that many years earlier. And then American Disabilities Act had not passed. So the public really had not had much exposure to people with disabilities. So we were all very inexperienced.
So you were learning together. They were learning the rivers and you were learning how to interact and work with folks with very different life experiences.
And I think that's what we really wanted to do in the beginning, is not just make the wilderness accessible to people with disabilities, but find a way that they could participate. Maybe they weren't going to row a boat, but they're going to flip the pancakes and make breakfast.
And how long did it take until you've got a sense of that spirit, that magic that we talk about at Splore?
The story I'm thinking of occurred many years after I left Splore, and I had taken a job going into nursing homes and assessing people with disabilities to determine whether they could live outside the nursing home. So I'm interviewing this woman who was in a chair, and the only way she could move was with one foot. She couldn't really use her hands, and she would move that wheelchair with one foot. So I asked her, "What is your hobby? What are your leisure interests?" And she looked at me and she said, "River running." And she took that foot and she did this 360 and came around and put her face right in my face. And she said, "I go with Splore." And what was so wonderful to me was this person who was so disabled, she described herself as a river runner.
We see so many people on Splore who our inspiration to continue to tap into that well of courage where you just go for something. You don't know how it's going to turn out. And that has definitely inspired me to do things that don't come easily, and that it's okay. It's okay to have to ask for help.
Well, I wanted you to know how I have been so impressed with how you handle yourself as Splore's director, and you remind me so much of what our community was like in the early days.
I am so thankful that you sent out that chain letter, because that idea is truly still changing lives, and Splore feels like family.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.